Belt tightenings led to the cancellation of this year's Fashion Week. Organisers say consumer confidence is at an all-time low and the fashion industry is one of the hardest hit by reduced retail spending. That's led to the decision to hold the event every second year rather than annually, with the next New Zealand Fashion Week scheduled for 2025. Joining us now is New Zealand Fashion Week owner Feroz Ali. Kia ora.
Oh, kia ora, Lisa. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. But this must be pretty disappointing for you, yeah?
I think it's disappointing for the New Zealand designers and many, many people that are involved in the fashion industry. But yes, we are slightly disappointed.
What are people in the industry telling you about how tough it is?
I think a lot of people are hunkering down and, really concerned about their viability of their own businesses, their retail store. And honestly, I think they're trying to ride this sort of immense wave of economic pressure, retail pressure, but also competition from, flow on of foreign goods coming into New Zealand as well. So, there's all kinds of stuff going on in the fashion industry, which is a substantially large industry in New Zealand.
Are you anticipating that we will lose some more brands?
We've lost some iconic brands like Kate Sylvester, who recently announced her closure. I hope we don't, but if things don't turn around and we don't support our New Zealand and local designers, I do anticipate that perhaps a few of them will find challenging in the months coming ahead, especially given the economic situation.
Tell me about planning for this year. When did you realise that you may not have enough designers to make it work?
Actually, the design schedule was looked at about a month ago in detail because the application for designers closed at the end of March. We took the month of April to sort of really look at the scheduling. And we're very grateful for those, very brave and courageous designers that were going to take part in this year. But unfortunately, on a five-day schedule, we were about 40% full. So we cannot run a Fashion Week event a whole week with only 40% of the designers filling the schedule. So, it dawned to us about mid-April. And then finally, we made the final decision as of 30th of April.
So, Feroz, the schedule 40% full, which means 60% of the people that would normally sign up for Fashion Week didn't. Could they simply not afford to participate? What was the reasons?
That's a very good question, Lisa. It wasn't just the cost of paying and attending Fashion Week. There's a cost of production and a lot of other costs associated in the background. So I think what, and these are some really iconic designers, a few of them showed with us last year as well. I mean, they're just basically focusing on, as I would quote, say, survival mode, making sure that they focus on their own priorities, preserving their brand integrity, looking at their own supply chain and their customer base, especially with the tightening of belt in New Zealand.
Feroz, which designers were not coming on board this year that have previously?
I don't want to signal anyone particular out, Lisa, if that's okay. But needless to say that, the designers, when we did announce that we are looking at postponing the event to next year and making it a biennial event, they were actually very, very supportive because it allows them time to not only focus on their business, but also save up some money, come up with some creative design and lead up towards an event next year. So I think that gap between the first and the second year, every 2 years will be actually quite advantageous for them.
What does it cost to be part of Fashion Week?
The costs are actually very nominal in terms of what Fashion Week charges. It ranges from $10,000 for a designer to participate. However, the cost is not just in $10,000. They have to spend thousands and thousands of dollars in sort of the media production, the garment production, the makeup, hair, models. So there is a lot of other affiliated costs. But to participate in the event is such a nominal amount. And most of the time, you know, like for the grad show or the Viva Next Gen, there are a lot of compromises often sought, and we accommodate as much as we can. But if we don't have enough designers, we cannot make a show.
For us, what would you say to people who might be listening and think, oh, clothes are frivolous? I mean, in terms of the part they play in the economy and all the rest of it, what would your response be?
Oh, look, everyone needs clothes. Otherwise, you know, we will have some embarrassing moments. I think sustainable clothing is a very big part of the conversation these days. Mindful fashion is extremely conscious and advocating for sustainable practices. I think we in ourselves look for, you know, if you buy good quality clothes, you can keep them longer. If you buy cheap and nasty clothes, they will, you can go through them and obviously fill up the recycling bins and landfills. So I think, you know, each person has their own flair and own individualism, but, you know, fashion is very personal to people. Either you embrace it or you don't. And so I think I'm not the right person to answer this question fully.
Thank you, Feroz. That's Feroz Ali, who is the owner of New Zealand Fashion Week. It's not going to happen this year. Next year, at the earliest, it's going to be once every 2 years.